Bye. Welcome, everyone. Just allow your eyes to close if they're not already closed. Even though the music and Ganga's sweet voice has dissolved, feel the quality that it has awakened in our hearts. Or in your heart. It might be slightly different, but somehow I know something was stirred in you. Let yourself sink into that quality. Or turn towards that. Simple. Don't feel any effort. It's like the way a flower turns towards the sun effortlessly. It's just the way it is. Feel the same way. Feel how the heart effortlessly turns towards its source. And don't do anything. Just let things be as they are, moment by moment. Once you're in the shrine, in this silence of the heart, you can just allow things. Thoughts and feelings, sound of this voice, to be here. Everything is welcome. And instead of wrestling with what is difficult, we see or feel that it's surrounded with this silence of the heart. If there's tension, agitation, sadness, it's as if we replaced that feeling knowingly in this benevolent silence, and that's it. Nothing else needs to be done. Everything will turn back towards that effortlessly, like a flower. In its own time. Don't feel that the body needs to become this transparent, perfect, experience, or that the mind needs to become stable. Or silent. Silent of the mind, it's got nothing to do with the silent of the heart. Nor the silence of the body. Let them be, body and mind. Let them unfold in your deepest silence, prior to body and mind. It's our silence, we share it. Once we gather somehow, once we turn back towards it, at some point we know that it's our shared silence. Really know that, claim that in a way, right this moment. Everything arising in our shared silence. And of course, the word silence, you can take it away and replace it by another word, presence, and take it away and replace it by another word, openness, and replace it by the word being. And you have all these words that rise out of the source itself. They're divine words. They just rise out to reflect where they came from. And it could be whatever word. No word will be the perfect word. And yet each word will be the perfect word at that moment, just like the sound of Ganga's voice was the perfect mirror. Trusting your own words, your own word that comes out of your heart. Or no word. Feel your body. It's a word in itself, the body. It's a kind of word, tactile word, tactile language. Sometimes it tells the story of separation. Sometimes it remembers and tells the story of its source. So just feel the body without any ideas. Feel the hands, temperature of the air, touch and weight of the hands. Raw and direct, the feeling, its own language. Feel the place where the body meets the earth, the hips and pelvis. The legs and feet. No knowledge is allowed to intervene. I mean knowledge of the mind, just direct knowledge. The sacrum, feel the sacrum. Feel the texture and temperature of the earth. Now feel the arms, shoulders. You don't have a visual that you refer to for the arms, even though the mind will want to come and present you with an image. Look, this is what she means, arms. Don't believe the mind. Start fresh, arms. Rivers, maybe is a better word. Rivers. Right river. Is it allowed to flow? Down, left, is it not allowed? That's okay, just taste. Feel the spine, feel the spine rising out from the base of the pelvis. Just travel up the spine with your tactile sense. All the way up the spine. No right way, no wrong way. Welcome whatever is encountered, even if it's unpleasant to begin with. Don't buy that label. That's the mind saying, look, that's unpleasant. That should be like this. Look. No. It's how it is. The spine. Can the vertebrae float one on top of the other? And at the same time, can I feel, can you feel the legs, the pelvis, the arms flowing downwards as the spine rises out, up. But only if it wants, and I only suggest that because I know that ultimately that is what it wants. But to begin with, it might not know that that's what it wants, this body. It might be still under the influence of separation. No, I need to hold the weight. I need to hold my hands and my jaw and my shoulders. That's what I was told to do. So, no rush. Feel the holding of the weight. And then let it go if it wants. Begin to really see and feel that the body is surrounded with this openness. It appears in the openness, in the sky, like a cloud. It's got space, friendliness that surrounds it. And you don't live in it, so it's relieved of the mission of being your envelope, and it's surrounded with maybe, you'll have to check it out, but it is surrounded with borderless openness. Feel your head. No image, no thank you image, mind. I just want the raw sensation. I don't need you. Head floating on top of the spine. Feel the feet, feel the legs, feel the pelvis, feel the torso, feel the arms, feel the neck, feel the head, the whole body, if you can, all these different parts, feel them as one global sensation. Just try. And it's okay if there's pain or unpleasantness. Gently remove the label and say, yes, darling, you're welcome. Borders of the body. Feel the edges of the geography of the body. Can you find them? If you really let it reveal itself, what if you were to trace the contour of the body? See that the contours kind of escape your pinning them down. Fuzzy borders. Feel that the skin is very connected to the space beyond it. Allow it. It's an embrace, you see. The body wants to embrace the space beyond it. Let it. Let it go. Let it unravel. Feel how the body wants to dissolve into the earth. Let it. More. Your legs, your sacrum, your sitz bones. The earth is not hard, that's just the mind. It's not, I promise you. Stay with this surrendering of weight, the arms too, yes. More. Let your body be like a flower that opens in this openness. In all direction, the body opening. I don't live in the body. This body blossoms in me. Feel the armpits relaxing. The back of the body. Scapula. The place where I carry my weight, where I carry my story. Feel that it slides down. Your story slides down like mud. Sliding down your back body. Let it go. Doesn't mean anything at this moment. Open your back body. Take a knife and slice your body open from the top of the spine to the bottom of the sacrum, like you would open the flesh of a fish, and let the flesh fall open everywhere. It's okay. Like an offering. On your face, feel it. Feel how it loves to kiss and touch the space in front. The lips, your lips, very sensual. Let them touch. Go there, it's so subtle. Upper lip, lower lip. Nothing needs to happen. These are just little invitations. Touch your eyeballs with your magic wand, just in case they're ready. To release whatever they're holding. Yes, let this face come to life. Your jaw. How does it want to be, really? Your neck, I mean your chin. How does it want to be really in relation to your neck? Yes. There's no rush, there's no right, there's no wrong. It's just, we're just taking a walk around this body and letting it speak to us. Feel the top of the head that is not there, in fact, but wherever that is, the top of the head, feel that place and let it elongate, let it move towards the ceiling a little bit more, because it does naturally. So you just cooperate with that movement of the top of the body. The crown extending upwards. And at the same time, the limbs flowing downwards. And shake your spine a little bit, side, right and left. As if you were holding it from the crown and just letting it shake out whatever it's holding that it doesn't need. And shake your pelvis, even though you're sitting. So I think all of us are sitting. See if you can find a way of just shaking everything around the axis of the spine. Just a little bit more with the shoulders, maybe even with the head a bit. Let the breath shake as well, let it be free. And if the shaking wants to take the arms and the hands off the lap, just go ahead and shake that. Just let shaking take over. And then gently, gently, let shaking subside. Slowly, the shaking machine is being turned off. Make sure that whatever was shaken, shook off, whatever the word is, whatever was shaken off can settle in its own way. Now let's extend our right leg out. If you're sitting on a chair, maybe, if you're possible, come to the floor if it's comfortable. Otherwise, you can adapt. So we're sitting with right leg extended slightly to the right, and left leg is still folded. And again, you can adapt in a chair, no problem. And then very slow, the torso turns towards the right leg, slowly. And place your hands on either side of the right leg. And feel the length of that right leg where it touches the ground. The heel, the calf, the back of the knee, the thigh, the hip. Surrender the weight of the right leg. Give it to the earth. She likes it. She wants it. And the hands touching with fingertips, very alive. And then place the torso on a cushion of air facing the right leg, and slowly let the cushion of air deflate, losing air. And as it loses air, the torso moves to cover the right leg very slow. Not a big movement, slow, millimeter by millimeter. And pause. Empty the posture. Don't live in it, let it live in you. Empty it more, and then again, a bit more deflating of the cushion of air. No reason to do this, just tasting. And pause, long inhale, long exhale. I don't live in the body. That gives so much space for the body to spread out in me. I am the openness. Now reach the right hand towards the shin, or towards the right ankle, or towards the right foot, or maybe even the right elbow slides in front of the right knee. And then slowly the left hand slides. It's very sensual. It's an exploration, tactile, towards the left hip. And doing that turns the torso towards the center. Eyes are closed. What can I empty? I bet there's quite a lot you can go to empty. The right shoulder, the left. The left hip, the face. Ooh, I don't know about you, but my left arm has been lifted up towards the ceiling by the elbow, and now by the wrist, and now the fingertips reaching towards the ceiling. Feel every inch of this posture, that it can taste the space all around. Offer it to the openness. The palm of the left hand, very alive. Yes, and now slowly there's a kind of dissolving of the posture as the torso turns to face the right legs. Let it happen your own unique way, your own body's unique way. Torso is now again on the cushion of air, and slowly, slowly it inflates. Very slowly, pushing the torso back. Nobody doing it. You're just tasting it. You have nothing to do. Where is the vertical? Wait and see. Welcoming all the tender layers of the body. It's so alive, isn't it, when we allow it? When we're not immediately labeling it and putting it away in the file. Feel your right foot, your right sole, toes, heel, how it wants to extend well beyond into the space in front. Let it. Yes, and now slowly extend the left leg out, slightly to the left. Torso facing center. Just tasting what comes, what surfaces in the realm of emotions. For no reason. Because when we're in the shrine, that we don't anymore have any reasons to do anything except a kind of celebration of life. Like, whatever we feel doesn't refer to our story when we're in the shrine, to our past, or to what will happen later. It just refers directly to the heart, to now, to me now, me present. Very slowly folding the right foot towards the left thigh, if that's comfortable. See if you can offer the weight of the legs to the earth. And allow the spine to rise out. Top of the head towards the ceiling. Jaw is released, eyes are relaxed, sits bones, and then slowly the torso turning. You don't do it, it's like a ghost turning towards the left. You just feel it. Way more interesting to feel than to do. And the hands kind of slide to either side of the left leg. Are you living inside the posture? Can you let the posture live in you? Just like the sound of this voice arises in you, and you don't actually summon the voice as it arises. You don't push it out of the picture as it dissolves. Same with the body right now. Let it live in you. And here's the cushion of air that you rest the torso on. And slowly it dissolves. It empties, I mean. The cushion of air empties out very slow, so that the torso is carried forward. Make sure the breath is allowed to be an ally. How does the left foot want to be? A little bit flexed, maybe. Very alive, surely, touching the space in front. And you don't go beyond that threshold of ease and effortlessness. As soon as the doer mover comes in, you know you've gone a bit too far. The pusher, the one who wants to be more flexible, I wish I could rest my torso on my leg. Well, do it with your energy body. Feel your torso resting on your leg, spread out on the floor. Feel it with your tactile sense, your arms like wings of a big bird spread out left and right on the floor. And then just let your physical body learn from that. Big torso spreading out, resting on the leg, and the leg is actually sinking into the ground. Torso and legs sinking down vertically like a bat in the earth. With your tactile body. Yes, now feel your physical body again. Slide your left arm towards your shin or ankle or foot, or if it wants the elbow, sliding in front of the left knee as the right hand moves towards the right hip and the torso opens. It all happens like a kind of dance. Top of the head diagonally, moving diagonally. And then that right arm, if it wants, rising up towards the ceiling. You don't do it. It is completely effortless. Long fingers, not dead fingers, touch the ceiling. Long inhale, long exhale. Welcome the edginess of the posture that says, usually the psychology would say, oh, this is too much, I don't like this, I resist this. But here, no psychology, just the sensation, raw. Maybe intense. Stay a bit longer where you would usually stop. Say yes. Yeah, now slowly melting, torso turning back, right arm dissolving down. I don't do any of this. I let it happen. I am the openness, torso resting on the cushion of air. Slowly inflating again, carrying the torso to the perfect place. I have no idea where that is. Here it is. And now torso turning back towards the center, and you can gather your left foot to cross your legs if you're sitting cross-legged. Very slowly, smooth circles with the neck. Don't do it. At first, the mind can't help it. Yes, I am moving the neck and the head. Once you've established once a movement's been established, really take your stand as the openness. And let this movement, the sensation, just be like the sound of Ellen's voice. Nobody doing it. Allow it to have its own life, as big or small. No anticipation, slowly. As soon as the movement is too fast, the doer and mover come into the picture inevitably, so that's why we slow it down. And we welcome all the little micro sensations, like little creatures. Each moment is alive. Feel the rest of the body as well, the way the weight is meeting the earth, and the earth, the body. Shoulders, the hands. Yes, now let the direction change. That's all that changes. I don't change. I am the borderlessness. See the places where you want to kind of escape, perhaps when the head is tilted forward. Really surrender the weight of the head as if it was going to be falling off the torso. And keep it moving, but you're not doing it, of course. It is keeping going, lubricated. And then when the head is tilted to another direction, maybe to the right or left, slow it right down. Yes. And then slowly, slowly let the head come back. You don't know where it's going to go. Slowly. Feel the jaw, feel the tongue, feel the inside the mouth. Feel the eyes. Feel the ears. Feel the nostrils, feel all the cavities of the face. Again, the mouth. Go inside the mouth with your tactile sense. Just listen. Feel the taste of your tongue. Sensation of your teeth, your gum, inside your cheeks. Let this cavity of the mouth relax if it will. Such a big area, the mouth, the throat, the place where the voice comes out, where the food goes in, place of connection, a place of aversion, of desire, of fear. Let the sensations, the history of the mouth arise as sensation. Say yes, hello, you're allowed. I don't live in you. You live in me. Sometimes I use you. Sometimes I don't know how to use you when I think I'm limited to you, by you. Feel your throat. Feel the whole digestive system travel down your throat, maybe your esophagus, your belly, your stomach. We're not looking for anything big, and it's just gently feeling how it's all connected. And there could, you know, there's quite a lot of trauma that for each one of us, in one way or the other, there's a lot living there. It's difficult to be a separate self. Of course, we're not a separate self, but we do feel we are, and it takes a toll on the body. So now just healing, just letting whatever surfaces be met with sweetness and friendliness. Feel you place a piece of peach, a sweet piece of fruit in your mouth. And you let it fill your mouth with sweetness, if you can. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed. Send the message to your throat that it's okay to relax, to open. Again, tasting the taste of your mouth. Undefended. No preferences. Taste is innocent, arising in you. Not in the mouth, in you, in presence. Very alive, tasting when it's not in the hands of separation, of aversion, of preference, when it's just free. Make sure your shoulders relax, and your jaw. Now, let's visit the ears. Just visit the ear cavities, the entrance of the ears on the right and on the left. Feel that it's very sensitive and that you're saying hello and it's safe. And then you go into the ear cavities, into the canal of the ears. First on the left, go there and just say, yes, you can relax. You don't have to defend. The sound of Ellen's voice is gentle. Now the right side, right ear canal, penetrate it with your tactile sense. In the shrine, no need to defend. Ears, hearing, no preferences. Feel that the sound of Ellen's voice arises in openness, in fact. It's not located in the ears. Just like the taste is not located in the mouth, but in presence, which is borderless. Wide open ears. And the sound of Ellen's voice arises in the openness. Big ears, like that elephant. What's his name? I was going to say Bambi, but I think that's not an elephant. Anyway, you know which elephant I mean. Big, big ears, filling up the whole space, completely undefended. No preferences. Sound is made out of myself, comes out of myself. Taste is made of myself, comes out of myself. Now let's go to the nostrils. Feel your nostrils, tips of your nostrils. So sensitive, like little radars that you dip into something. Feel the tips of your nostrils as they take the breath in. And then travel into the nostrils with your tactile sense. Left nostril. And the right nostril. Send the message in the shrine. No need to defend. It's safe. The smells are safe because we know that they arise out of the source. You can relax nostrils. And then you feel that. Feel on the inside of the nostrils. It's widening. The nostrils become more aligned with openness. And feel, smell the smell of rose. Pull the smell of rose up through the nostrils. Some may not manage, don't worry. Now just smell the smell that is here, the smell of the air. Very subtle, maybe almost no smell, but nevertheless, let it rise in openness. Your nostrils are now invisible. And of course, as I evoke this, you know, with our senses, we may encounter resistance, aversion, fear. You know, we as a separate self, we walk the world constantly grasping with our senses or defending. We have preferences, we're always comparing. So there's a lot of habits of that is not open around us. Around the nostrils, the mouth, the ears. So it's a very nice yoga when you're, you know, in your daily life, when you're having a meal quietly and to practice this, but also when you're in less comfortable circumstances. Well, at the moment, none of us are taking the tube, but sitting on the tube with the not very nice smells and not very nice noises, to really practice openness of the senses. Let's visit the eyes. Eyes closed. Just dive into your eye cavities. They're big pools. On the left side, just dive in with your tactile sense. Take a swim. Discover how big your left eye cavity is. You can swim all the way through to the back of your skull, but in fact it opens to the space behind. You might encounter your left eyeball, maybe like a big buoy, let it expand. Touching the edges of the cavities on the inside, the top, the sides, the under, smooth eye cavities. Let the left eye cavity really relax and then move to the right. Take a dive into the right eye cavity. Warm water, dark warm water. Swim as far as you want. the right eyeball, taking its cue from you, relaxing, becoming more free. And see, behind closed eyelids, there's still a visual imprint. Just see what you see behind closed eyelids. Let that visual just appear in openness. Who? Visual sense, visual perception appearing in me, openness. Very, very slowly, just a little bit, open the eyelids and close and open. Let the eyes remain aligned with the openness. The visual perception is appearing in openness, and close. And open. I am openness. And in this openness, visual perception appears. Yes, and close. You can open a little bit more. And close. When you open your eyes wider, you see the periphery of the body, of your own body, included in the visual perception. And let your eyes kind of glide over whatever is perceived. And if the mind doesn't interfere to label what is seen, and you close your eyes and you open. And if the mind doesn't say that when eyes are open, I have taken residence inside the body and the world is outside the body, just let the visual perception be there alongside the thoughts, alongside the sounds of Ellen, the sound of Ellen's voice, and the feelings of the body. Just exploring, no right, no wrong. Don't worry if you get stuck. Let the eyes close again. Now let movement arise. Slowly, just a little bit. The body may not feel like moving. Where does movement come from? Where does the sound of Ellen's voice come from? Where does breath come from? Where does the sound of the birds come from? Let movement arise without any agenda. Just like we dove into the eye cavities and swam in them with our tactile sense, now feel the whole body is diving in openness through the movement, slowly perhaps. Every movement of the body is a kind of rippling of openness and openness. And this is an invitation, then something happens, you know, like there might be more that arises, more expression, more creativity, more shape taking. Let it happen. And including the head, including the arms, the legs, if you want to stand, so the body can offer itself to this unknowable movement. Feel the hands, the heart, the belly. Feel where the emotions live. Let them partake. Offer them to the movement, the emotions that are cradled in the body, in the throat, in the belly, in the fingertips. Let the hands touch what they want to touch. There's no right, no wrong. It's free. It's wild, she said. Let this wilderness have a chance to come out. Let the voice come if it wants, the breath, the hair, the feet, the earth. Keep your eyes shut so that you feel no constrictions from the physical space. And you can stay with this quality of openness. No physical body, no physical space, just sensation and openness. Feeling and openness. Openness and openness. Openness taking the shape. Feel there's a meaning to this shape, but you don't know it with your mind. But it's not random. It's a dance in this shrine of life. It doesn't have to be pretty. It might need to be ugly. Because ugly doesn't get much of a chance, does it? Doesn't have to be serious. Let your voice out. Ellen wants out, but I always want out. So try to ignore me if I distract you from your experience. But don't forget, our experiences are brothers and sisters in the same shared being. So it really doesn't matter. If you are influenced by Ellen, so be it. Feel your pelvis, your sexual center, your belly, the places that tend to be a bit cut off, your anus. Your tongue, your teeth, your claws. Big body. How big is your body? Eyes are closed. How big is this movement? How far does it reach? Yes. This is an opportunity for whatever is not allowed out to come out. For no reason. Make sure the breath is collaborating. And trust the shapes, you know? This is creativity, direct creativity. Trust it. Yeah. Yes, and stillness is to be trusted too. Repose and movement, they are two faces of the same divine presence that we are. Very gently, let the body slide back towards stillness. You are the stillness, so it's like the body's coming home. You are the invisible stable for this body. And for everything else, for the sound of Eladin's voice, for the thoughts that come and go and come and go. When they go back to you. And just abide now as this silence of the heart find a place of transparency for the body, and don't do anything. Surrender everything. You'll have to unmute yourself, Ganga. Thank you, Gonga. Thank you, everyone. Feel free to unmute yourselves if you won't say goodbye. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Ellen.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Sylvia. Hi.
Hi. It was my first lesson, and it was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I thought I hadn't seen you before. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to, I have a couple of questions that relating also to this lesson and this body work. Is it
Sylvia,
time now? I don't know.
Yeah. No. So on Fridays, we don't do a conversation, but you're welcome to write your question. Or I also do a session on Tuesday evenings where we have a conversation and you can ask a question. But if you have a question you want to ask, just email me. And
it will be too long. I think it's better to.
Are you able to come on a Tuesday evening?
At what the time is?
6:30 UK time.
So 7:30 here. I try. Yes.
Otherwise, Sylvia, email me and we'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
much
so
love.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you,
Ganga.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Sabina.
Bye, Ellen. Hope you're well. Love
yes,
to you.
All well.
Good.
Lovely to be here after an absence. Nice
Hi,
to see
Ellen.
You again.
Nice to see you again. Yeah.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Ganga.
Thank you, Christina.
Beautiful. Bye-bye.
Lovely to see you. Bye-bye. It was lovely, Ganga. I noticed the connection was not as good as last time. So I'll send you the recording, Ganga, and you can see. I'll text you. Don't worry. Don't worry.
It was lovely. It was really lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ganga, thank you, Ellen.
Sorry. Bye, Narina. Lots of love. Bye, Hilka.
Bye.
Oh, sweet. Bye, Sabina.
Thank you.